We're going to start. Feel free to join in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here, and I'm here with the announcements for July the 14th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back. Another way to give is through the church's email address with as mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery from infant to 3 years old will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Our Sunday school children will be in the service, and there are coloring papers at the back. Our summer jam camp is happening the third week of August, August 12th to 16th. We would like to encourage your children to sign up and have them invite a friend. There's still more openings. There is a board in the foyer with tags on them that if you'd like to grab a tag and get the supplies to help us out with that, that would be great. and then bring them back with the supplies. We will be having another baptism on July 28th. If this is something you would like to know more about, please contact the church office or talk to Pastor Lewis. On Thursday, July 25th, we'll be having a funeral service for A.M. Dowen. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for those who can bring sandwiches or squares for that. If you like prayer today, there'll be people stationed in the back corner that will help you pray for you. Thank you very much.
If you'd like to stand, we'll just carry on with our music worship.
Oh,
Yes, we just stand as one, Lord, this morning and say you are great. We just thank you so much for all the ways that you reveal yourself to us and you continue to show your greatness in our lives. There's so many different variations of what that looks like. And because you're an infinite and indescribable God. So we just submit to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And help us to go forth from this point on and continue to proclaim your greatness. Amen. You're free to greet each other now. And kids, if you didn't grab your coloring, go ahead and do that.
So I just realized I'm missing a song, so I'll just play one. I'll just pick one. Sure. I think I had it on. Did I not have it in the email?
It was.
Yeah, which one is it? Right. Yeah, let's just pull it up. Yeah, okay.
Good morning. I have some great news. Janelia and Carter got married this last week, and so we're just thrilled. This last week, I was part of General Assembly that was in Ottawa. I wasn't in Ottawa. I was on Zoom. But one of the neat things that came up there is, you know, the whole Christian and Missionary Alliance, the alliance's desire has been to go to the most difficult reach places in the world. And so they had interviewed different people. And one of the things that the alliance is doing that I wasn't aware of is in the Ukraine, there's 20 to 24 alliance churches there, which I didn't know that. And so what the Alliance Canada is doing is every month, $75,000 worth of food, they get to the Ukraine to get into these churches' hands to distribute the food to the people that need it. I was like, wow, I just thought it was fantastic. And in this, in the difficulty that they're going through with the war and everything else, people are incredibly open in their spiritual world. And they need hope. And so I just thought, what a fantastic thing to do to distribute food. So I wanted to mention that this morning. We're going to use 1 Peter to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, 1 Peter 2, 4, and 5. Come to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but he's precious to God who chose him. And now God is building you as the living stones into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are God's holy priests who offer their spiritual sacrifices that please him because of Jesus Christ. Let's come before Christ as his holy people and bring our praise and adoration before him as our spiritual sacrifice this morning. Thank you, Jesus, that you come and meet us like no one else can. Confession, 1 Peter 1:13 to 15. So think clearly and exercise self-control. Obey God because you're his children. Don't slip back into your old ways of doing evil. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you to be his children is holy. As children of God, we want to imitate our Father. We desire to be holy just as he is holy. In confession now, we bring our many failures before God, who casts them as far as the east is from the west. He longs to cleanse us and clothe us with the holiness of Christ. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, chapter 4, verse 10. In his kindness, God called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. After you have suffered a little while, he'll restore you, support and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power is his forever and ever. Amen. These verses remind us that God is always our helper and sustainer, even amidst suffering and difficulty. Let us be thankful for the ways he's already restored, supported, and strengthened us. Supplication, chapter 4, verse 6. So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and in his good time he'll honor you. Give all your worries and cares to God. He cares about what's happening to you. We can be confident of his concern for all of our lives. He is ever present with us. Let us bring our burdens and requests to him now. Pray for Michael and Tavia, for Miranda and Brett, for Kaylin and her family, Jerry and Gloria, Lou and Harold, Shirek and Jamin, for Sabrina and Michael, Oliver and Michaela, for Brad and Terry Lynn's family, Shannon and Cam, for Matthew and Trina, Carter and Janelia, for Carmen and Dwayne, for James and Tara, Sean and Chantel, for places around the world, Argentina, Armenia, Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, Iran, Pakistan. In our own country of Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests. God, we trust you even when we can't see the way through. We are leaning on you. We are praying to you. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Morning. The scripture lesson today is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 6, verses 1 to 10. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage. Have compassion on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my body is in agony. I am sick at heart. How long, O Lord, until you restore me? Return, O Lord, and rescue me. Save me because of your unfailing love. For in death, who remembers you? Who can praise you from the grave? I am worn out from sobbing. Every night, tears drench my bed. My pillow is wet from weeping. My vision is blurred by grief. My eyes are worn out because of all of my enemies. Go away, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my crying. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will answer my prayer. May all my enemies be disgraced and terrified. May they suddenly turn back in shame.